Section 158 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kleiser. Read for LibriVox.org. An abandoned and exaggerated grief. An accidental encounter. An act of folly amounting to wickedness. An afternoon of painfully constrained behavior. An agreeable image of serene dignity. An air of artificial constraint. An air of round-eyed profundity, an alarmed sense of strange responsibilities, an almost excessive exactness, an almost sepulchral regularity and seclusion, an ample and imposing structure, an apostle of unworldly ardor, an appreciable menace, an ardent and gifted youth, an arid dictum, an artful and malignant enemy. An assumption entirely gratuitous. An assumption which proved erroneous. An atmosphere of sunny gaiety. An attitude of passive impartiality. An authoritative and conclusive inquiry. An egregious assumption. An elaborate assumption of indifference. An endless field for discussion. An enervating and emasculating form of indulgence. An ennobling and invigorating influence. An entirely negligible quantity. An essentially grotesque and commonplace thing. An eternal and imperishable example. An exalted and chimerical sense of honor. An excess of unadulterated praise. An excessive refinement of feeling. An expression at once confident and appealing. An extensive and populous country. An habitual steadiness and coolness of reflection. An honest and unquestioning pride. An icy indifference. An idle and unworthy action. An ill-assorted vocabulary. An immeasurable advantage. An imminent and overmastering peril. An imperturbable demeanor and steadiness of mind. An implacable foe, an inborn irresistible impulse, an incongruous spectacle, an incredible mental agility, an indefinable taint of priggishness, an indescribable frankness and simplicity of character, an indolent surrender to mere sensuous experience, an indomitable and unselfish soul, an ineradicable love of fun and mystification, an inevitable factor of human conduct, an inexhaustible copiousness and readiness of speech, an insatiable appetite for trifles, an insatiable veracity, an inscrutable mystery, an intentional breach of politeness, an interchange of civilities, an intolerable deal of guesswork, an involuntary gesture of remonstrance, an irrelevant bit of magniloquence, an irrepressible and impassioned hopefulness, an irritating and dangerous treatment, an itching propensity for argument, an object of indestructible interest, an obnoxious member of society, an ominous lull in silence, an open and violent rupture, an outburst of impassioned eloquence, an unaccountable feeling of antipathy, an unbecoming vehemence, an undisciplined state of feeling, an unerring sense of humor, an unparalleled and almost miraculous growth, an unparalleled atrocity, an unpatriotic and ignoble act, an unreasoning form of coercion, an utterly vile and detestable spirit. And now I address myself to my task. And the like. Announced in a tone of pious satisfaction. Another thought importuned him. Anticipated with lively expectation. Apparent rather than real. Appeal to a tardy justice. Appreciably above the level of mediocrity. Arbitrary assumption of power. Ardently and enthusiastically convinced, argued with immense force of feeling, arrayed with scrupulous neatness, arrogance and untutored haughtiness. As an impartial bystander, as belated as they are fallacious, as by a secret of Freemasonry, as odious as it is absurd, as ridiculous as it was unnecessary, as we scan the vague unknown, assailed by potent doubts, assume a menacing attitude, assumed almost heroic proportions, at once epigrammatic and arresting, at once misleading and infelicitous, at the mercy of small prejudices, attained by rigorous self-restraint, attended by insuperable difficulties, averted by some happy stroke of fortune, await the sentence of impartial posterity, awaited with feverish anxiety. End of section 158. This recording is in the public domain.